Okay, we're up to Tehillim Perek Ayin Vav, 76, and we continue now with the second half of Sefer Tehillim, and this Perek is about Hodah Hashem. It's a thanking for the Yeshuos that took place. What exactly is this referring to? So as we know, sometimes there are suggestions of specific stories, and sometimes is just general. Rashi says that this Perek is about a Hodah. About the Mapala of Sancheriv, obviously David HaMelech, Al Shem HaAsid, he is seeing in the future the surrounding of the armies of Ashur. Sancheriv surrounds Yerushalayim. According to Chazal, he could have defeated and conquered Yerushalayim if he would have gone that day, but he said, no, it's small, what am I going to do? I'm going to rush, I'm exhausted, I'm going to wait a day. So he and his 185,000 troops surrounded Yerushalayim, they went to sleep, and they did not wake up. That's the story that's told in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches and Perek Yud Tes. At the beforehand, Chizkiyo HaMelech was surrounded, and he was davening because he heard from Rav Shakeh, right, the general of Sancheriv that was cursing God and threatening and saying, we're going to take care of you. And Sancheriv waits the day, and the next night, as we know, they didn't wake up. That's what the Pasuk says. Yud Tes Lamed Beis, back in Malachim Beis, Lachin Kormar Hashem Ala Melech Ashur, Lo Yavo Ela Irazos, Lo Yor Hashem Chetz, there will not be any arrow, Velo Yikatmena Magain, Velo Yishpach Aleh Solola, there won't be any pushing and any type of shield that's going through, Baderech Hashem Yavo Ba Yashuv, the way that you came, you're going to go back. I will protect the city for my covenant and for David's covenant. And it describes Vayhi Balaila Hahu on that night, according to the Chazal, the Radak there quotes, it was Leil HaSeder, Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayach B'machana Ashur. Right, and Malach Hashem went out and smote in Machana Ashur. The Gemara in Shabbos says there was Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayam. Their insides were burned. Mea shmonim ve'elef v'chamisha elef, 185,000 soldiers. Vayakimu baboker v'neikulam begarim mason. Sancheriv was the only one. He got up. He saw they all died. So what did he do? He ran away. Vayisa vayelach vayashav Sancheriv melech Ashur. He returns vayeshev bin Ninve. He goes back to Ninve, right, his capital city. And vayihu mishtacheve. What's amazing is that he goes back to his Avodah Zarah, Mamish. Right? After seeing this amazing Yad Hashem, he goes back to his Avodah Zarah. Va'adar Melech v'shar etzer banav. His sons, Hiku b'charav, his sons then went and killed him. Why? The Radak quotes that they heard that he was thinking about doing an Akedah. Right? He heard about Avram Avinu. What's the schus of this Uma? That Avram Avinu brought his son as an Ola. So the Radak quotes as Medrash, Amar Afani Elesh Ne Banai Le Loki. Kishamu Banav, when his sons heard that, they took care of business. And while he was bowing down to his gods, they killed him. Vehema Nimutu Eretz Ararat, Vayimloch As Esar Chadon Beno Tachtav. So that is the story. So according to Rashi, this parak here is about Sancheriv. Why? Because the Pasuk says, number one, it mentions Yerushalayim, but also mentions Namu Shnasam. They slept forever. So slept forever that they never woke up. The Radak says at the end of this parak that he originally thought that like Rashi. He originally thought that Rashi. He says when he wrote his original commentary, he thought it was relating to a king of Ashur, but he says now he thinks, this is the second shot, that it has to do with Gog Magog. It has to do with the future time. It talks about the nations coming to Yerushalayim, all the nations recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Radak. Or it might just be in general, like the Das Mikra here says, as the Das Mikra often says, it's written in a way that it could be understood in a number of ways regarding something specific, regarding something general, and that's how David HaMelech put it in. V'yesh b'mizmar gam remazim l'mapalas, because you have some remazim here to Kriyas Yamsuf and to other nitzchonos. It could be that this mizmar, suggests the Das Mikra, was said on the way to Aliyah L'Regel, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles that he did in the past, that he would do in the future. V'yitachin shenoad mizmar lios mushar lifnei oli haregel. Haba'im al beis hamikdash tibi Yerushalayim. And that's why Yerushalayim is mentioned. So that could be. Okay, we continue. So, l'masech b'gidos mizmar l'asaf shir. So, the mizmar is saying to Asaf Shir, Noda b'Yehuda Elokim, right? Noda b'Yehuda. We know the name Noda b'Yehuda. V'chaskel le'andel sefer. His name Noda b'Yehuda. he wanted his father. Yerucheska landed on Rabbi Yehuda's father's name was Yehuda. His mother's name was Chaya. That's why his farmer named Nodabi Yehuda after his father. And Slach, Tzion Lenefesh Chaya, for his mother, but his name was Rabbi Yehuda Landau. So Noda B'Yehuda Elokim, known in Yehuda. Hashem became known in Yehuda B'Yisrael Gadol Shemo. In Yisrael, his name has become great. What does it mean, Elokim and Shemo? So I saw that some of the readings Yitzchok suggests, maybe based on the Beis HaLevi that he mentions often. The Beis HaLevi writes in one of his drushes, in Drush Tezayin, that the salvation of the Jewish people and the punishment of our enemies go hand in hand. Go hand in hand. Sometimes one causes the other, or the other causes the first. V'nira Levar, says the Beis HaLevi, to Yeshuasan, hine Yeshuasan shall ma'aminim, v'chein mishpatam shall eina ma'aminim, al ma'aseim haram val shibudam, the Yeshua of those that believe, and the mishpat of those that don't believe, heim shnei dvarim, right, they're shnei dvarim, that they are connected. Sheheim echad u'shneim tluyim zeh bazeh. U'kshezeh kam zeh nofel. K'mot demavur b'mesechas Megillah. Like it says in Megillah, davav, Yerushalayim v'kesari. Im yomar lecha adam yeshvu shtehem. Yashvu shtehem, both of them are settled. Al ta'amin. Charvu shtehem al ta'amin. Charvu Yerushalayim v'yashva kesari. Charvu kesari v'yashalayim ta'amin. Right, that is all. You believe when one goes up, one goes down. So too, the Yeshua of Bnei Yisrael could be for one of two reasons. Echad em yasu tshuva, the yiskubim asem atovim ligal, if word zocha to be have geula, then that's the cause, and the effect is that our enemies are punished. O emela, idei Yeshuasan she Yisrael, she agia, tatsmiach nekama veha'onesh al shehe riu v'shibduli Yisrael. That's number one. But if it's the opposite, it could be the opposite. Even if we don't deserve it, but if our enemies are deserving to be punished, that could also bring our Yeshua. When our enemies have reached their fill, the time has come for them to be destroyed. That's how it happens. The opposite. Ki neged ha'akim kol Yisrael tzadikim gedolim v'yizko adezeh b'mishpat lihigael. And he quotes as a pasuk in Yishayo that relates to that. So that also might be a reference to here. No de bihuta elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. That means, Sancheriv and his, and the all the soldiers of Asher were deserving to be punished. So no bihuta elokim, but also be Yisrael gadol shemo. In Yisrael, his name of Midas HaChesed has been, become great. So both of the reasons were true here. Vayhi Bishalem Sukko Umaonaso Betzion. So Bishalem, in Shalem is Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim is his Sukko, is his Beis HaMikdash, Umaonaso Betzion. So Pashup Shat, this means that there is it's a repetition, it's referring to the same thing. Sukko, Umaonaso, Betzion. The Medrash, the Radak here quotes the Medrash that many are familiar with, and that is, Shalem is half of the name of Yerushalayim. The Medrash quotes that Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Shem, the son of Noach, who's Malki Tzedek, named it Shalem. Vizel Shem ben Noach Shenikra Shalem. Va'avram Karl the Beis HaMikdash Yir'eh. And Avram called the Beis HaMikdash the Makom Yir'eh. Va'yikra Avraham, after the Akedah, Shema Makom Ahu Hashem Yir'eh. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, Im Ekra Oso Kemosha Karo Shem, if I call the city what Shem called it Shalem, Avatal Devrei Avram. Avram's going to be upset. Im Ekra Oso Yir'eh Kemosha Karo Avram, and if I call it Yir'eh Avatal Devrei Shem, I'm going to be in Avatal Shem's words. Kara Oso Yerushalayim. I'm going to call Yerushalayim, which is a combination of Yir'eh and Shalem. The Meshech Chachma beautifully says maybe these two names reflect the expertise of each one of the people, of Shem and of Avraham. This is the Meshech Chachma. He writes this on Vayera, on the Pasuk, of Hashem Yirech, of Beis Yodalit. He quotes the Medrash, and he says, V'ha'inyan, D'Shem Haya B'dar HaMabel. Shem was during the time of the Mabel. V'haya B'teva V'zon U'pirneis Kol HaNevraim Sham B'teva. He spent a whole year sustaining and feeding and taking care of others. V'ha'ikar, right, this, the ikar of this, Avodas Hashem, ha'ilatakin amidos v'apu'ulos, right, his ikar was the Bein Adam LaMakom, we might call it Bein Adam LeSvivashalo. Shehema Hayu Mushchasim, that was the Dor HaMabel, was all Mushchas and Taiva and Gezel. Sheishos Kol Basar Darko, Umal HaAretz Chamas. V'chol Limudo Hayu LeTakein, he had to be Misakein, the world's chait of social. L'saken hamidos v'hatachunos b'kolachai. That's what his, even the Baalei Chaim were mashkel says darkam. V'ze moreh shalem, that's what shalem, completeness. Shu moreh shekol min ha'enoshi hu adam echad. V'kol echad hu eiver me'evari ha'adam agadol. Everybody together is one complete being. V'kol echad nitzrach l'chaveiro mushpa u'mashpia zemizeh. Everyone needs the other one. Mushpan mashpia v'kulam ke'echa nosim kiyim amin ha'enoshi v'nitzchono. Humanity is connected to each other. That's all shame. And he was on the Teva. Amnam, but Avram Avinu, unlike Shame, who had the job in the Dora Mabel, to take care of the social and be misaking those, that was Shalem. Avram Avinu had a different aspect of Tikkun, right? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is with Ben Adam Lamakom. Avram, his falsafe, Ma'od B'chachma, says the Meshech Chachma. He was thinking, the philosophy, the limeid called darkei hatoim, this vakeach imahem, the chakar besichlo ki yesh Hashem echad mashgiach alakol. And he proved that there was one God. V'lo masar hashgachasol hakochavim ke emunat hatzava. And he didn't give the hashgacha over to the stars. Umishem zet sali Avram, Hashem yireh. That's why HaKadosh Avram Avinu, in the name that he called this place, he mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall see, having to do with Ben Adam Lamakom, Sha'amru b'sifri kutsurei machram, ze Avraham, shebirei lo ha'galios v'lo gehenim, u'begalot sarach lios hashgacha pratas yoser l'kiyumam v'chulu, v'ze asha yomar hayom b'har Hashem yir'et, rotzono lomar sheyizgale elukuso b'ro'os kol basar kvod Hashem b'nisim pratim. And therefore, that's Avraham. Avraham Avinu was about yir'ez, about hashgachas Hashem. V'hinei, now says the Meshech Chachma, Yushalayim is a combination of both. Binuya al shnei dvarim haynu lezakeach hamuskalos sheikaron b'moach. He wanted to purify the muskalos, which was ikar in the moach, in the mind, ulesakein ulekashe tamidos sheikaron b'lev, and also to fix and complete the midos v'zeh b'chal mamaram. That's the beautiful. He says the drush of brachas davches laolam yikanis adam shnei psachim v'achar kach yispalel. A person should go in two doors. Two doors. Pashas, it means like two doorways. But says the Meshech Chachma, maybe it means here that a person should go in two elements into the spiritual state of the shul. Zeh ha-moach v'ha-lev. V'lachen Yushalayim kelilas yofi mesos kala aretz v'sham alu shvatim lahodos l'shem Hashem ki amidos hamus kalos shneim nizdachachu v'nitaru b'Yushalayim. The midos, that's from Shame, and the Muskalos, that's from Avraham, they are purified in Yerushalayim, that's Yireh Shalem. Beautiful, and he says at the end, V'zed Rosh Nechbad. Meshech Chachma likes this idea. Again, that's all based on the Medrash that the Radak quotes here in the Pasuk. So again, Vayit B'Shalem Sukho, Umona Sobetzion. There is a Gra that's quoted by a number of Pirushim. The Gra says that there are two mitzvahs that you could do with your whole body. Your whole body goes in, and that's Sukkah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Sukkah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't count mikvah. Maybe mikvah is just a matir. He doesn't count that as a mitzvah. But Sukkah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's alluded to in this pasuk. Vayi b'shalem. How do you do, get your whole body in? Shalem. Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah. Uma onaso b'tzion. Or the dwelling should be in Sion. Sion sometimes can be Yerushalayim, but Sion could also be all of the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. So in this pasuk, you have the merumas. Those two mitzvahs. Also, Sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkah. Sukkah, Vayi B'Shalem, Sukkah. Right, so one of the Mefarshim also, the Rinas Yitzchak, suggests that both Batei Migdash, way we call it, Hayakam Lanu Sukkah's David Hanofalas. Right, Sukkah sounds like a temporary dwelling. So maybe the Batei Migdash, the first and second, are called Sukkah, that's what has been. But in the future, there's going to be a permanent, the Bayi Shlishi will be permanent, that won't just be called Sukkah. Shama, so now we talk about the salvation that took place, Shama Shibar Shar, there. So Pasha says, Shama there, Rashi says, Shama means there, Yerushalayim. That's how you know this is talking about Sancheret. Shama Shibar Rish Pekeshes, there was broken the arrows, Magain V'cherev U'milchama Sela. The swords and the shields and the war. Na'ar Ata, Hashem, you are our light. Adir Mehare Teref, you are the strength greater than the Hare Teref, the mountains of Teref, of those that attack and the predators. Eshtololo. Eshtololo is a lashon of foolishness. Masudas Sion said is in Yitzchlus. Eshtololo abiri lev. Those who are stubborn of heart will become foolish. Namush nasam, they will sleep forever. There's the Lashon. That's Merames maybe to Sanherev's soldiers. V'lo matzo kol anshei chayadeyem. They won't find their battle. They won't find their hands. Mi ga'arascha Elokei Yaakov. From your ga'ara, from your screaming, Elokei Yaakov, nirdam v'recha v'sus. The vav is extra. The horses and the chariots from one Hashem lets out a growl, so to speak. They're all silent. Ata nora ata. Hashem, you are awesome, Nora. Who will stand in front of you, me'azapecha, from the moment that you just get angry, so to speak, and decide to punish? Mishamayim hishmata din. From heaven, you let known din. Eretz yara vishakata. The land quivered and was scared and then was calm. Right, this pasuk is quoted by Chazal in more than one place, relating to Maimed Har Sinai, right? Hashem let his din known, hishmata din, and then it says the land was yara, there was yara and shakata, so that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, im maidachsiv, mishmaim mishmata din, eretz yara v'shakata, im yara alama shakata, im shakata alama yara. So was it scared and shaking, yara, or was it sheket, quiet? Ela b'tchila yara, v'lbasov shakta. Before Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, then it was shaky. Once it was accepted, so then it calmed down. Right? That's what the Gemara says also. Ma'idachsiv vahi erev yivokar yom hashishi malamei shehisna kodesh baruch hu ma'isa breishis. Hashem made it tonight. V'yomar im Yisrael makablan es haTorah si mutav. If Bnei Yisrael accept my Torah, great. V'im lav ani achzira eschem l'tov avohu. That's hashishi, the. Right? Thus it stayed. The world was in limbo until Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. And once Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, so then memela it was shakat. It rested. That's this pasuk of Yarash Kata. There's a good question of if the whole purpose of the world was for Bnei Yisrael to accept the Torah, then what were the angels thinking? What were the malachim thinking? Right? We know the malachim in Shabbos, da peches, they were the ones that said, Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to Am Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hachzer lem tshuva. And Hashem, Moshe says, what do you want from me? Hashem Yisrafuni be'evel shrafim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achoz b'kisei kvodi, hold on to my kisei akavid, and give them an answer, and then they go through all the aseres hadibros, and Moshe Rabbeinu proves that the Torah is not relevant to the malachim. Right? Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signaf, kabin esvicha v'simecha. So all of a sudden they're modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah shouldn't be withheld. Right? And the whole question that many achronim ask, what was the havamina of the angels? Right? The whole purpose of the world, as this pasuk says, Eretz Yara Vishakata. The whole purpose of the world is to for Bnei Yisrael to accept the Torah. So what were they thinking? And whatever their Havamina was, what was the answer? What was the answer? Maybe their Havamina was that we could just learn Torah. You don't have to live Torah. And the answer is you can't learn Torah without living Torah. That's a prerequisite. Maybe they wanted just the power of darshaning the Torah. Darshaning. And again, the answer is that you can't darshan the Torah unless you live the Torah and you have the pashup shot first. Get many other suggestions given, but whatever it is, it had to be some basis for their Havamina, but obviously they were rejected. Bekum la mishpat Elokim, Hoshia Kalan ve'aretz. When will there be, the land will be quiet when Hashem gets up to mishpat. Bekum la mishpat Elokim. Loshia kalan ve'aretz, when Hashem saves all of those that are meek in the land, Selah. Ki chamas adam todecha. So hard pasuk to translate. The anger of a person will be your todah, will be your announcement. What does that mean? Rashi explains that when the Rasham are angry and they cause Hashem to come in and punish them, so then everybody's going to know about Hashem. So chamas adam, their anger, todecha, will bring to your knowledge. And Rashi quotes, like Nebuchadnezzar, when he threw Hananim Shem Azariah into the Kivshon HaEish, and he was angry, that led to his Todah, his acknowledgement that Hashem is in charge. Sheiris Chemos Tachgor. Right? The Radak has a similar pshat, that they're, when they're angry about Hashem, Osam b'nei Adam sher neso Yushalayim li'lachem, those that are angry at Hashem will ultimately hem yodu lucha al karcham, when you show them what justice means. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva quotes this pasuk in a different context. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shar Dalet Perek Yud Beis, it means if somebody is modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepts Yisurin ba'ahava, right? Chamas Adam, when a person is having anger against them, and there's Yisurin Todecha, they are Todet to you, they're Modet to you, they recognize that you're in charge, then She'eris Chemos, then the rest of the Chemos, the rest of the Tzaras, tachgar will be prevented. Will be prevented, there won't be more. The secret of preventing Yisurin is to be makabel Yisurin ba'ahava. That's the remez of this pasuk, says Rabbeinu Yona. Rekim tim says achote tila'a, v'tikra oso tzara, v'yatztik alavis adin, v'yakabal amusar ba'ahava, yezelo l'magain al min ha'yisurin harabim haru'uyim lavo alav. If you look in the Kamotzi Shal Rav here, he also quotes the similar idea from the Chidah. Similar idea about that it could be prevent for future tzaris. And then he quotes from the Bnei Yisaskar. Bnei Yisaskar writes that maybe that's a deeper idea of modim. We say modim anachnu lach anaflosecha v'yakulam yisrach v'yisramam v'cholachaim yoducha sela. After all the hodah that leads to hakel Yeshua seinu ve'ezra seinu. So then that will be a prevention of anything of salvation in the future. Nidru v'shamol Hashem alokechem kol svivav. All of those around will come and give nedarim to Hashem. Yovilu shai lamora. Everyone will give presents. Shai is a present to those, the one who is fearful. Yiv tsaruch negidim. Hashem will cut down the ruach of those who are noble of the enemies. Nora lamalchei aretz. He is awesome to all of the kings. So again, it's talking about some type of hodah, whenever it is, but it's generic, so we could say it whenever we have a Yeshua. Okay, we'll stop here.